जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव
अनंत गुरु वैष्णव बृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम श्री प्रभु श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत शिव सारि गौर भक्त बृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपाल गोपीनाथ श्याम राधा गिरि गुरु धाम की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुर धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय जमुना माई की जय गंजेश माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय मिठाई गौर प्रेम ग्लोरी से संबोध बोधिस और ग्लोरी से संबोध बोधिस और ग्लोरी से संबोध बोधिस ग्लोरी से शिष्य गुरु श्री गौर
Atmastri,
Apatya.
Apatya.
Subhridu.
Subhridu.
Balam.
Balam.
Ridham.
Ridham.
Kosham.
Kosham.
Antapuram.
Antapuram.
Parivihara.
Parivihara.
Uvas.
Uvas.
Cha.
Cha.
Ramyaha.
Ramyaha.
Rumandalam.
Rumandalam.
Jaladhi.
Jaladhi.
Ekalam.
Ekalam.
Akalaya.
Akalaya.
Kalopasistam.
Kalopasistam.
Iti.
Iti.
Sa.
Sa.
Hayayo.
Hayayo.
Isalam.
Isalam.
Atmastri apatya subhridupadam vridakosham.
Atmastri apatya subhridupadam vridakosham.
Antapuram parivihara uvasa ramya.
Antapuram parivihara uvasa ramya.
Bhumandalam jaladhi mekhalam akalaya. Sitam iti sahayo yogeshanam.
Kalo vasishtam
iti sahayo at Atma.
Atma.
Body.
Body.
Stri.
Stri.
Wives.
Wives.
Apakya.
Apakya.
Children.
Children.
Suhrida.
Suhrida.
Friends.
Friends.
Balam.
Balam.
Influence.
Influence.
Ami.
Redha Kosam,
rich treasure.
Antapuram,
female residential quarters. Parivihara Bhuva, pleasure grounds. Cha and Ramyaha, beautiful. Bhumandalam,
Bhumandalam,
a complete earth.
Jaladi,
by oceans. Rekalam, bound. Akalaya,
considering.
Kala,
by time.
Upasistam,
created.
Iti,
thus.
Sahi, Prayayo,
went.
Visalam,
to Bhadrikashram.
Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Lacey Bhaktivedanta Sankhupariki. Thus, Dhruva Maharaj, at the end, left his kingdom, which extended all over the earth, and was bounded by the great oceans. He considered his body, his wives, his children, his friends, his army, his rich treasury, his very comfortable palaces, and his many enjoyable pleasure grounds to be creations of illusory energy. Thus, in due course of time, he retired to the forest in the Himalayas, known as Bhadrikashram. Please repeat the translation. Thus, Dhruva Maharaj,
at the end,
left his kingdom, which extended
all over the earth,
and was bounded
by the great oceans.
He considered his body,
his wives,
his children,
his friends,
his army,
his rich treasury,
his very comfortable ground, his very comfortable palaces, and his many enjoyable pleasure grounds to be creations of the illusory energy. Thus, in due course of time, he retired to the forest in the Himalayas, known as the Bhadrikashram. In the beginning of his life, when he went to the forest in search of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj realized that all bodily conceptions of pleasure are products of illusory energy. In the very beginning, of course, it was after the kingdom of his father. And in order to get it, he went to search for the Supreme Lord. But he later realized that everything is a creation of illusory energy. From the act of surrender, Dhruva Maharaj, we can understand that somehow or other, if one becomes Krishna conscious, it does not matter what his motivation is in the beginning. He will eventually realize the real truth by the grace of the Lord. In the beginning, Dhruva Maharaj was interested in the kingdom of his father. But later he became a great devotee, Mahabhagavat. I had no interest in material enjoyment. The perfection of life can be achieved only by devotees. Even if one completes only a minute percentage of devotional sense and then falls down from his immature position, he is better than the person who fully engages in the fruitful activities of this material world. Hare Krishna. Better funding, respectful of the senses to all the wonderful devotees of Lord Krishna. And also to beg for your permission so that something can be said. So Dhruva Maharaj, wanted a kingdom, a facility for sense gratification. And for that reason he went to the forest, because he was told that only Krishna can satisfy all desires. So he wanted to know where is that Krishna. So he was told, those who are looking for Krishna to go to Hare Krishna temple. So he went. His interest was not for Krishna. His interest was for facility for sense gratification. But because his desire was connected with Krishna, he eventually became Krishna conscious. That is the advice given the Srimad Bhagavatam. Akarma, sarva karma, moksha, karma, taradi. For an intelligent person, udaradi, even if we are looking for material desires, or we want liberation, or it is for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for intelligent person, he should go to Krishna. And when he is in Krishna, Tivrena Bhakti Yogina, Tivrena Bhakti. Dhruva Maharaj, his devotional service was not disturbed by anything else. Although he has material desire, but when he was practicing his austerity, he completely forgot about his desire for the kingdom. He was completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. As a result of that, Lord Krishna appeared before him. And he regretted. After seeing Lord Krishna, he regretted. What is the meaning of that? Material desires, very dangerous. Sense gratification, very dangerous. Prahlad Maharaj explained how dangerous is material desire. Sense gratification. That they would do so, that they he is known. But three Krishna paratosa to va, to be part of that grihava talam. Adan tagudi pisatam tanishra punna puna charvana charvana anam. But three Krishna paratosa to va, sense gratification would never give one Krishna Because sense gratification means removing Krishna from the center and placing ourselves in the center, which is not possible for a conditioned soul. Only for a liberated soul. Not possible. Because we have never been Krishna before and will never be Krishna at any time. We are part and parcel of Krishna, but not Krishna. So Prahlada Maharaj said, those who are after sense gratification will never be Krishna conscious. Even if they speculate to understand Krishna by themselves, or they ask for food like themselves, or to make conference to understand Krishna, they will never be Krishna conscious. There is a danger of devotion, sense gratification. No Krishna. And for a sick person, how can a sick person enjoy? For one who is sick, they have a severe headache. If you see food, it will be very irritating. Is it? A sick person cannot enjoy. Therefore, a conditioned soul cannot enjoy. Enjoyment is for liberated souls. Enjoyment is for pure devotees. Those who are completely pure, they can enjoy. So, the greatest sense gratifiers are devotees of Krishna. The greatest sense gratifiers. Look at their heart. Look. Look at their prasad. Look at their devotees. And also, see. This one is going to be considered inferior when His Grace Ambarish Prabhu will complete his what is it? Planetarium. Look at what is Krishna consciousness. No other process can give this except the process of devotional service. So devotees are the greatest sense gratifiers. Even although we have not gone to Vaikuntha, we already living, but we already enjoying all the facilities of Vaikuntha. Living in the same place with Lord Krishna. Enjoying all the opulences of Lord Krishna. It's already taking place right here. What of after here? So surely pure devotees can enjoy it. Conditioned soul cannot enjoy it because we are sick. And a sick person cannot enjoy life. So Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom and he got it because his activities has connection with Lord Krishna. And he regretted, I don't want this again, I want only you. In fact, the envious demigods affected my intelligence and my intelligence became polluted that I couldn't ask for something which is wonderful. But somehow or other, by causeless mercy, I was looking for something impure, but I have gotten the best. Therefore, I don't want again. But Krishna said, don't worry, I will still give it to you. But as I'm giving it to you, you will never be entangled. Enjoy it. Sacrification for 36,000 years, you will never be entangled. He gratified their senses without impediments. Even with that, and he realized all the activities of the senses, the relationship with the body, It is all creation's illusion. Illusory nature of Krishna. It's all Maya. Our attempt to enjoy this body is illusion. It's a great illusion. Our attempt to enjoy the body, this material body, it's a great illusion. For that one, Dhruva Maharaj has realized this. Now he has given it up. Taken to Krishna consciousness fully. He has gone to Badrika Ashram to prepare for going back from back to back. And the Prabhupada said here that Mahabhagavat. He's a Mahabhagavat. And our acharyas have explained Mahabhagavat in three categories. The lowest level are the Muni. The Muni serve the pure devotees. He said, in that association, although I was a boy, I was very, very attentive. I have unflinching faith in them. In my service with them, there was no duplicity. I was straightforward in my dealings with them. And because of that sincere service, they blessed me. And the very nature of the Bhaktivedanta became attractive to me. That means that the Bhaktivedanta has planted Krishna in his heart without fire sacrifice. He got bhakti. And he started to practice full devotional service. The Krishna appeared to him and he told him, my dear boy, but in lifetime you will see me. A person will not completely fix in service. Not see me. I just want to encourage you to continue. After this, you will see. Jiva Goswami explained that the Muni was still the mood of goodness, was enjoying the mood of goodness. He had not transcended the mood of goodness, but still within the mood. At the lowest level, the second level, super level is finally. That level one has transcended the moods of nature, but has not realized the relationship with the Supreme Person of God. The highest level, now the Muni, also. At that stage, he has transcended the mode of material nature, and he has fully realized his relationship with the Supreme Person of God. And beyond this, there is also Bhagavat Pradhana. These devotees, their heart have been stolen by Lord Krishna. And the gopis, they are self-forgetful in their devotional service. They are self-forgetful. They don't see themselves again. They see nothing but Krishna in their life. One day the gopis were going to the forest, to the river to fetch water. They went in the morning, they go to the bank of the river, they sat down and discussed Lord Krishna for the whole day. In the evening they returned back to the house without water. But self-forgetful. Bhagavat Pradhan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give this process. The result of chanting the holy name, the result of chanting the holy Krishna prayer. So, Prema Pusotam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give that process. He came with a garland. run the whole, to run the whole world. But who are going to build this Ghana? The process of entering the circle of Paramahamsa, the pure chanters. Is given, not by right. Chanting is for out. But by keeping the four regulated principles. It is given. By the representative of Krishna, who has it? To those who are really sincere, they are following sincerely. They have finished with material desires. They are looking for only Krishna. For Krishna sitting in the heart will see those who are after his pure love. And they would direct. That is the giving. It's a process. So we have to understand the process of devotional service of Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj, he was very fixed, completely forgotten everything external. He knows nothing but Krishna. He was fixed in Krishna. No distraction. In this way he was identified. And Krishna gave him the blessing. He was preparing to go back home. Back to body. So let us practice our Krishna consciousness in such a way that we'll follow Dhruva Maharaj back on back to God ahead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Class, I like the point you made about how devotees are really enjoying the most. Just looking at our building, our association, you can say they have friends all over the world, except for devotees. And even though the karmis, they may see us with this pink robes, funny haircut, and it appears we are actually, must be suffering so greatly, but actually we're enjoying the most. So I wanted to add a point of example of Prabhupada, you see, probably heard. That one time, and I believe it was an airport scene, you can imagine, seeing Prabhupada, big kirtan, devotees must be in bliss, their faces must be showing so much happiness. Yet this reporter there asked, "What do you all do for recreation?" So sure, Prabhupada answers. He says, we dance, we chant, we take prasadam. Our process is nothing but recreation. So I just wanted to bring that point up, highlighting how actually this devotional service is really external. It may appear to be something more than that, but actually it's the greatest pleasure. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. Any comments or questions?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. I didn't quite understand the difference. I didn't between Narada Muni. He was in the mode of goodness, and he realized the Supreme Lord. And then you said Suta Goswami was they transcend the modes in their lives. Do you mind elaborating just a little bit?
Okay. Yes, I was explaining that there are three categories of Mahatma, not just one. And I said it from the lowest level. Lowest level I mentioned are the Muni. There are Muni two times. First and also the last. In the beginning he had not transcended the modes. He was still dealing with the mode of goodness. Okay, very subtle, but still has something to do with our devotion. Mode of goodness is not pure. So we have to transcend that mode. So in the beginning he had not transcended that mode. So he couldn't go back and back to Godhead. So that's the lowest level. The mode is still within the mode. But also the second level, Mahatma, Bhagwat, like Sukadeva Goswami, have transcended the moods completely. But not fully realized relationship. And then after the Muni perfected his life, he came to the topmost level also. And that level he had transcended two more, he has realized his relationship with Krishna. Fully. Then I mentioned the Bhagavad Pradhana. So there are different levels. So we are practicing Krishna consciousness. We should do it to that level.
Thank you, Shri Maharaj, for the wonderful lecture, especially when you're saying that, when you said that the desires, when they're connected to Krishna, somehow we eventually become Krishna conscious. My question is regarding this fact when you said that all body concepts of pleasure are a product of the illusory energy of the Lord. Now, how do we at a practical level keep checking ourselves that when the mind wanders or the intellect wanders, that this sort of sense gratification is a product of illusory energy and stop ourselves?
In the beginning, we should practice under the expert guidance of the spiritual master, who is self-realized. So, by his direction, we practice Krishna consciousness by engaging our senses. By engaging our senses in Krishna consciousness, the senses become purified. Like, for example, we are taking prasada. We cannot stop eating. We have to eat. To eat, remnant of Krishna. So the sense of eating is engaged, but in Krishna consciousness. So in that way, the sense of becoming purified. The sense of eating becomes purified. Similarly, the sense of seeing and other senses, if they engage in Krishna consciousness, they will become purified. Well, in the beginning, we should engage our senses under the direction of the pure devotee. Because without the direction, the thing that sends the direction is also the most sense. The mix them up. For example, if I think Family party. Where they are gratified their senses. If I attend that, in that way I'm encouraging them to become good. That's the only question. It will not help us get our senses. It's very subtle, but it's dangerous.
This is simply for my own edification. Whenever I give a class, I always let the people know that whatever I say, they can ask me where my statement is verified in Prabhupada's books. So maybe for my own edification, can you tell me where that explanation of Narada Muni is?
From Jiva Goswami.
Where?
It's like Jiva Goswami.
Which book?
That's Sandarbha. I think that we are following the proper words very closely, which is very wonderful for all devotees. I would like to suggest that we also follow the proper wisdom. Because follow the proper wisdom, we'll connect with him more and we'll be empowered by Sri Prabhupada to represent him and do things more potently and powerful than what we're doing now. That empowerment comes from how we're not just limited to what he said, but to understand his wisdom. And when we see the sincerity of the devotees, we'll be empowered by him. And that will make things more powerful than what is happening. Can go beyond what we are. Hare Krishna.